Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Tu, yeah. Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
Lord, do not reprove me in your anger. Punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord. I have no strength. Lord, heal me. My body is racked. My soul is racked with pain.
But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you. From the grave, who can give you praise?
I am exhausted with my groaning. Every night I drench my pillow with tears. I bedew my bed with weeping. My eye wastes away with grief. I have grown old, surrounded by my foes.
Leave me, all of you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea. The Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled, and suddenly confounded.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you love mercy and tenderness. You give life and overcome death. Look upon the many wounds of your church. Restore it to health by your risen Son, so that it may sing a new song in your praise.
Show me your mercy, Lord, and keep me safe.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause. You sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, and have wiped out their name forever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined. You uprooted their cities. Their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice. He will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in times of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The poor are not alone in their distress. God is here to help them.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Sing psalms to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Proclaim his mighty works among the peoples. For the avenger of blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion, and rejoice in your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and given judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror. Let the nations know they are but men. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, when you judge, do not be deaf to the shouts of the poor. Bring havoc to the madness of oppressors. Look at our wounds and save us from the gates of death, so that we may always rejoice in your help and speak your praise in the gates of Zion.
I will be the herald of your praises, Lord, where the people of Zion gather.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God
and cherish it in their hearts.
From the book of Job. Job took up his theme anew and said, "Oh, that I were as in the months past, as in the days when God watched over me. While he kept his lamp shining above my head, and by his light I walked through darkness. As I was in my flourishing days, when God sheltered my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, and my children were round about me, when my footsteps were bathed in milk, and the rock flowed with streams of oil. When I went forth to the gate of the city, and set up my seat in the square, then the young men saw me and withdrew, while the elders rose up and stood. The chief men refrained from speaking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voice of the princes was silenced, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. But now they hold me in derision, who are younger in years than I, whose fathers I should have disdained to ranks with the dogs of my flock. Yet now they sing of me in mockery. I am become a byword among them. They abhor me, they stand aloof from me, they do not hesitate to spit in my face. Indeed, they have loosened their bonds, they lord it over me, and have thrown off restraint in my presence. To subvert my paths they rise up, they build their approaches for my ruin. To destroy me they attack with none to stay them, as through a wide breach they advance. Amid the uproar, they come on in waves. Over me rolls the terror. My dignity is borne off on the wind, and my welfare vanishes like a cloud. One with great power lays hold of my clothing. By the collar of my tunic, he seizes me. He has cast me into the mire. I am leveled with the dust and ashes. I cry to you, but you do not answer me. You stand off and look at me. Then you turn upon me without mercy, and with your strong hand you buffet me. You raise me up and drive me before the wind. I am tossed about by the tempest. Indeed, I know you will turn me back in death to the destined place of everyone alive.
All night long my bones are racked with pain. A gnawing pain that never sleeps. God has cast me into the mire, where I am like dust and ashes. Spare me, Lord, for my days are but a breath. God has cast me into the mire, where I am like dust and ashes.
From a sermon by Saint Sophronius, Bishop. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. What joy could surpass this, O Virgin Mother? What grace can excel that which God has granted to you alone? What could be imagined more dazzling or more delightful? Before the miracle we witness in you, all else pales. All else is inferior when compared with the grace you have been given. All else, even what is most desirable, must take second place and enjoy a lesser importance. The Lord is with you. Who would dare challenge you? You are God's mother. Who would not immediately defer to you and be glad to accord you a greater primacy and honor? For this reason, when I look upon the privilege you have above all creatures, I extol you with the highest praise. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. On your account, joy has not only graced men, but is also granted to the powers of heaven. Truly, you are blessed among women, for you have changed Eve's curse into a blessing, and Adam, who hitherto lay under a curse, has been blessed because of you. Truly, you are blessed among women. Through you, the Father's blessing has shone forth on mankind, setting them free of their ancient curse. Truly, you are blessed among women, because through you your forebears have found salvation. For you were to give birth to the Savior who was to win them salvation. Truly, you are blessed among women. For without seed you have borne, as your fruit, him who bestows blessings on the whole world and redeems it from that curse that made it sprout thorns. Truly, you are blessed among women, because, though a woman by nature, you will become, in reality, God's mother. If he whom you are to bear is truly God made flesh, then rightly do we call you God's mother, for you have truly given birth to God. Enclosed within your womb is God himself. He makes his abode in you and comes forth from you like a bridegroom, winning joy for all and bestowing God's light on all. You, O virgin, are like a clear and shining sky in which God has set his tent. From you he comes forth like a bridegroom leaving his chamber. Like a giant running his course, he will run the course of his life, which will bring salvation for all who will ever live. And extending from the highest heavens to the end of them, it will fill all things with divine warmth and with life-giving brightness. Truly, you are the most favored of women. Where Eve brought a curse, you brought a blessing. Through you, the Father's gift has been bestowed on us. Through you, your ancestors have found salvation. Through you, the Father's gift has been bestowed on us. Let us pray. O God, Father of mercies, whose only begotten Son, as he hung upon the cross, chose the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother, to be our mother also. Grant, we pray, that with her loving help, your church may be more fruitful day by day, and, exulting in the holiness of her children, may draw to her embrace all the families of the peoples. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.